This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Sexual assault, cheating scandals, suicides, climate change issues, and needed cyber updates. These are all problems coming to a head in the military service academies. The superintendents say they're working to fix these issues, but it remains to be seen just how quickly and effectively they can implement those plans. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni joins me with what he's been finding. So, Scott, give us a sense of the stress that these academies are really under.
Well, when it comes to the problems, Tom, you can really just kind of take your pick that the military academies are facing. There's sexual assault, there's cheating scandals, they've had suicides all within the past year. So just to give you a little bit of a taste of how rampant these are, there's a recent report that showed there were 88 incidents of sexual assault in the academies from 2019 to 2020. However, you have to remember that's a little bit skewed because students went home for the last quarter of the year because of coronavirus. However, the year before, we saw sexual assaults at 122, which was a 32 increase from the preceding year. If you add, you know, what you would assume the extra quarter is, it's pretty much on track for last year. Another issue, we had two suicides in the Air Force Academy last year. And then also in the Air Force Academy, there was an uptick in cheating as students, especially working from home because of coronavirus, had access to tools maybe they wouldn't have if they were sitting in a classroom. Nearly 250 Air Force cadets were suspected of violating the honor code, and that was because they didn't properly cite sources or were looking up answers on websites while taking exams. So a lot of those cadets are on 6-month probation right now. A lot of issues with the student body right now, and something that the superintendents say that they intend to get after.
And by the way, these were sexual assaults, not just harassment reports.
That's correct. Yeah, these were actual cases that were reported, too. It's important to note that they were reported, considering a lot of sexual assault cases are not reported due to intimidation and other things like that.
And what do we know about the superintendents and their plans to deal with all these issues?
Right. I'll start with the sexual assaults. The West Point superintendent, his name's Daryl Williams, he's a lieutenant general, said that what he did is sort of basing things off the Fort Hood report, which was a report on the sexual assault and other violence happening in the Texas base, the Army Texas base. And what he had his people do is that he and the experts of sexual harassment within his group talked to every single cadet when they came back from the COVID break and talked to them about personal courage.
The three-star commandant personally talked to them.
Personally talked to them, correct, and talked to them about what it takes to hold each of their peers accountable. On the Naval Academy side, what he said, Sean Buck, the superintendent, said that he was very distressed that a lot of it was midshipmen on midshipmen, and their efforts are really about getting after the prevention, strengthening confidence, and also strengthening the ability of midshipmen leaders to lead themselves, because there's been a lot of issues with trust within the midshipmen leaders while the midshipmen trust their commissioned officers. So that's how he believes they'll nip it in the bud. You know, these things remain to be seen. We have a sexual assault commission going on within DOD that has a very competent leader right now. And her name is Lynn Rosenthal. She's a former White House advisor on sexual violence. So, they haven't come out with their recommendations yet either. So I think in part, some of these superintendents are waiting to see, how they'll respond as well.
We're speaking with Federal News Network's Scott Massioni, and the schools face infrastructure issues. What are those issues and what are the threats there, Scott?
Yeah, outside the student body, the academies are struggling with a lot of issues as well. Climate change is something that's affecting the Naval Academy. If you remember, it's in Annapolis in Maryland, which is a seaside town. Something really shocking. Sean Buck, the superintendent, said that the academy in the past decade before, so like the previous decade, had only been negatively affected by high tide flooding about 41 times in a decade. So not too crazy. They're now experiencing 41 instances of high tide flooding per year, and it's projected that by 2050, they're going to see high tide flooding negatively affecting them every day. What does that mean? It means they're flooding some of their roads, key networks that they have to build their workforce on campus, things like parking lots when people try and park their car, entrances and exits to buildings. So it's a real problem just to try and get classes done or anything done when you have, wet shoes all the time, especially when you need to polish them. in the Naval Academy. So right now they're working with an advisory council in the Army Corps of Engineers, and they're doing a study on how they're going to address this that may include a new drainage system, seawalls, levees, anything in between as well. I think they're really looking at any option. Now, on the Air Force side, what the Air Force Academy superintendent said is that their IT infrastructure is woefully behind. That's something that you don't want in the middle of coronavirus or when things are going more virtual. He said that the school's actually threatening its accreditation because this IT issue is so bad. He said that Congress really needs to give them some money so that they can bolster this infrastructure. And it's not something that'll just happen in 1 year, but it's going to take many future years, especially if they want to be a leader in cyber and, you know, space issues.
Sure. And West Point seems to be in good shape, relatively speaking, then.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, they didn't really bring up any sort of infrastructure issues. And luckily, they're not privy to any of those areas of climate change right now.
Right. And they're a little higher ground there. So are the military leaders looking at all of this? Because eventually the people coming out of the academies are going into the military as officers. So what does this all mean down the road?
What they're doing is they're building future leaders, as you said. And one of the things that they're trying to do is encompass this within other studies. You know, like I said, they're doing the Sexual Assault Commission. We're also looking at extremism within the ranks. And one of the things that the superintendent said is that they'll also be doing a one-day stand down. They'll talk to their cadets or midshipmen about extremism and what that means in the ranks. So, you know, they're going to be doing that, but also this is something the military needs to keep their eye on because these leaders eventually are going to be the four-star generals of the future, and they want them to be well-versed in cyber. They want them to be well-versed in sexual assaults and those sorts of things and all of the other issues of the future. So something that I'm sure Mark Milley is definitely looking at, and the other service secretaries and chiefs of staff.
Federal News Network, Scott Mossioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Check out his story at federalnewsnetwork.com.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.